I've been raising for a long time the importance to have a social worker within Corleochondae Gunningall, along with the OT as well, and we know the big waiting list. We know that there's a lot of families out there that believe that they would benefit hugely if there was an in-house social worker within the council. I do believe that we also need a dedicated full-time tenant liaison officer as well in all the MDs, and it's about working constructively together, collectively, to better people's lives within our municipal districts.
Officials say the council is in the process of building up a panel of OTs that can, in the case of disabled person grant assessments and similar requirements, that they can go in and they can work on behalf of the council if there aren't sufficient HSC OTs available. Now, you believe that process isn't happening fast enough?
Well, first thing, we know that there's a bit of a crisis within the HSC in terms of OTs, that there's a massive demand out there. The OTs that are there for the HSC at the moment are working day and night and massively committed, but they need additional staff. And for us as a council then to say we're putting a panel together, I don't buy into that at all. I think what we need to do is go and employ our own OTs, take this pressure off the OTs within the HSE, and then the OTs that would work directly for Corleochondae Gunningall would mean then that the public that want to access OTs for grants through the council have that access. Looking to the private market only benefits the private market and not the community.